You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events, and most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating today. Drum roll, please. National Carrot Cake Day, one of my favorites. Yum. I don't know why, where I got hooked on it, but boy, do I like carrot cake. And if you have a great source or location for carrot cake, yeah, just let me know because I will be searching for it because this is a day that I would not miss a celebration. Just throwing that out there for everybody to be aware of. Celebrating. I don't know whether we're celebrating or not celebrating. Got a lot going on in the markets. We did see that the ADP, I told you earlier in the week that it's going to be a very, very volatile week in the markets. Get a lot of numbers coming out, especially toward the latter part of the week, to starting with this morning's payroll processing firm ADP coming out with their jobs report. 205,000 jobs added to the private sector payrolls in January. They're expecting 195,000 was the anticipated number. So that one there was a little bit better than expected. But then you got to look at the flip side of that one as well. The Institute for Supply Management, theirs is the gauge of service sector growth. That one slowed to 53.5. Last month was 55.8. We're expecting a little bit of a decline, but not that much of a decline. Maybe that is the reason for the extreme volatility in the Dow Jones. Once again, we're looking at market opened at 16,144. We got all the way up to 16,255, up about 111 points. We're down at 15,960, and now we're just about at the flat line again. So look at that spread right there. You've got to have a real, real strong stomach for those 265, 275-point spreads. What's it doing to interest rates? U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.85. I've suggested, based on some of the reports I've been reading, we're heading down to about 1.2 on that U.S. 10-year Treasury. Just watch what happens, see if we get there. Big game coming up this week. We're going to chat with Robert Mott this morning. It's going to be kind of fun talking about that one. But before we get to that, you know, we talked quite a bit in the earlier months of the year about El Nino and what El Nino would mean to you, what it would mean to your family. Well, here's the issue is we've gotten some extreme weather. We haven't got the consistency that we had talked about. But we certainly have seen some of the extreme weather. With that extreme weather, we're starting to get the ramifications of that. We're starting to see that there are houses that are having some issues. And I want to share with you just a quick little story that there is. Our friends over US Green Builders, they've got a program It's part of a $900 billion government program that's allowing them to come out and do some assessments on your property. Roof, windows, do you have leaks? The radiant barriers, air conditioning units, heating units. Take a look at those things. See how they're coming. If your home is geared, it is safe, secure, the way you want it. They've got a program where you can actually get these things fixed and have no money out of your pocket and start saving. It'll cost you, you start making payments about 12 to 18 months from now. So if you want more information on that one, give me a holler. It's a really cool little program that I just thought you might want to know about. We're going to probably try and get some of their folks on here more in the future to chat about this a little bit more. Three steps to creating a home maintenance checklist. I saw this and thought that I would contemplate this one with you because it really ties into that same exact story that we were just chatting about, is the idea of what are the items that you want to take care of? What are the items that you have to take care of? And making these lists, prioritizing them. And at this time of year, we just kind of take a look and we're doing all kinds of strategic planning. So I thought I would share these with you. Make a list of tasks, brainstorming all the maintenance items that should be completed over the course of the year. Start with the obvious ones, some of the bigger ones, especially this time of year. Air conditioning systems is a great one to be looking at in February. Why? Because the air conditioning system companies are pretty quiet. When they're quiet, they're willing to give you some better deals because they want to keep their staffs busy. So this is a great time to check on that one. Make sure you've got the reminders set. Nowadays, with everybody having the smartphones or smart devices, except our friend Monday, we talked with Brent Humphreys, and he went off grid for a while. But every quarter, you should be changing the filter in your furnace. Put it on your calendar so you get a pop-up reminder. The filter on your refrigerator, you've got an ice maker. Put those maintenance items on there. Check your gutters. Now, obviously, you're going to want to do that again in September, October. So put that on your reminder list. These are just simple things. Check your smoke detectors. If you're living in Anaheim and some other cities like Anaheim, you can call the fire department. They will come out, call their non-emergency number. They'll come out and do a checkup of your property to make sure that your property is safe and give you any ideas. They'll also check your smoke detectors, make sure that they're working. Anaheim actually bought, I think, 10 or 20,000 smoke detectors to give away for free. One of my favorite words, free. So they'll help, they'll install those right there for you to make sure that you are safe. Here's the bottom line. It's, obviously, they want you to be safe. Firemen, first responders, great, great individuals. That's why we've set up the Ron Siegel Radio VIP Hero Program. But on top of that, they know that if they come out and assist you and they take care of preventative maintenance, well, you may be you may not be calling them for the emergency, which means that life is safer for them as well. See, if they can prevent a fire instead of put out a fire, much better off. So just think about that. It's a double-edged benefit. Some mortgage news coming out from the National Mortgage News this morning. Great information there as well. And this is a report that National Mortgage News did talking about we are still seeing an increase year over year in pricing. This is CoreLogic, Case-Shiller CoreLogic. 6.3% is the December home price increase over last year. 6.3%. That's a serious number. And I would suggest that you really want to be looking at that if you haven't gone out and started looking for a new home. Yeah, it's strong. The market is very, very strong right now. And we're starting to see some reports that the big banks are looking at getting rid of the programs, getting rid of mortgages. I don't know how soon that'll happen. They're really wanting to move away from this. They're going to the mortgage bankers so they can share a little bit of the liability. Wells Fargo just got hit with another, I think, $1.2 billion settlement. They never admit any guilt, but $1.3 billion settlement, again, with mortgages, means just more costs being passed along to you. An interesting thought right there. So we'll continue chatting on this. We'll continue following this news. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about wine with Robert Mott. We've also got on our docket, appraisals continue to be a challenge in 2016 real estate. What do you do if your credit card application gets rejected? And at this time of year, where some people might be thinking about bankruptcy, is that a solution for you? Another one of those topics we will be covering. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back. Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. One day out of short sale, one day out of bankruptcy, one day out of foreclosure. Yes, VIP Mortgage does have all the products that you could possibly need. Just give us a call at 800-306-1990. We will put you in touch. What do you do if your credit card application gets rejected? Well, I see a lot of issues. I hear a lot of people say, well, I'll just go to a credit repair company. There are a lot of credit repair companies out there. And I would suggest to you, there's a lot of scams. I've seen them. They just send out these letters saying, hey, that's not mine. It goes into the bureau as being a dispute. And then a month later, it's off your dispute list. Your credit score goes back down again. That's not the services that we want you involved with. We want you involved with the services that follow the law. They're going to work based on what the law requires. There are great ones out there. There are scams out there. Just beware. That's the whole idea. Now, if you get rejected for a credit card, you want to look at your credit report. Then you want to make sure that it's accurate. I know it's not accurate because none of them are. Then you want to make sure that you follow the law on how you are going to make sure that the items that are not accurate are verified and corrected. Once they're corrected because of verification, that's long term. And that's not the ones that are going to fall right off. You may need to get a secure credit card to get started with and then build your credit over time and then move along. That's just some of the ideas, some strategies. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Red wine means it is our Wednesday conversation with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing great, doing great. I just wanted to check in here because it's got a lot going on, and I'm wondering a little bit. You know, I see so much going on in the world right now with craft beers, and we talk all the time on the program about millennials. And some of the younger millennials, you know, they're now of age to drink, 21 years old. Are they drinking wine? And what does the millennial generation mean for the wine industry?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. That's something I think as you and I of our age, obviously, have watched the millennials grow up. We always kind of feared for the future a little bit, perhaps at first. But, you know, they are growing up. And I was reading an article just the other day, and apparently – according to those people who designed these things, I guess, just before midnight on January 1st of this year, the youngest member of the millennial generation turned 21 years old. So now there are 79 million millennials between 21 and 38 years old. And amazingly, you know, I kind of thought this was kind of the beer generation or the definitely lower cost alcohol generation, but they surprised us a little bit. This group consumed somewhere around 159, almost 160 million cases of wine in 2015, according to the latest report on the U.S. wine market and from the Wine Market Council. And that's more than any other generation and 42% of all the wine drunk in this country last year. So that's an amazing amount.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I was totally shocked. And when it comes to price, and this is also somewhat shocking, as millennials have grown up, they've actually grown more willing and, of course, able to part with the money and for a good bottle of wine. So the same survey found that 17% of millennial wine drinkers bought a bottle of wine costing over $20 in the past month, compared to 10% of all drinkers and 5% of baby boomers. And so, you know, that trend is really, really good news to the wine market. And as we look at our And, of course, Ron, as you and I look at ourselves in the mirror, being baby boomers, I would say, it doesn't say much for our generation as far as what our contribution is to the wine business, does it?
Holy cow. I'm really shocked. I would have thought we're drinking more and more. The friends and family that I see, they seem to be drinking more and more, and they seem to be liking a nicer bottle. I don't see too much of the two-buck chuck, and I just wonder about some of them.
Yeah, that's what I've seen too. So the data was somewhat surprising to me, and you know, like all statistics, of course, it's as good as who collects it. But on the other hand, I was very surprised by this millennial data that shows that basically they've become essentially wine aficionados, for lack of a better word.
I wonder if when they're talking about a bottle that's costing $20 or more in the past month, if that's some of the Magnums or some of the larger bottles too.
You know, it could be, but I think in most cases they try to normalize this data down to your typical 750 milliliter bottle. In most cases, when they look at wine data like this,
that would make sense. I mean, because they should do some of that. I'm going to throw you a curveball here, Robert. I'm just wondering. I was at a fundraiser the middle part of last year, and then I had somebody just ask me this question recently about a event. And their comment to me was, hey, Ron, give me a few bottles of wine. What are some of the best or what would you say are the top four or five bottles for, you know, a bar mitzvah, a wedding, fundraisers? And I said, I was at a very, very high-end home, multi-million-dollar home last year for a fundraiser, and they were serving the larger size bottle of Kirkland brand.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that, Robert?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of stuff in the business about Kirkland, and most of it's pretty good. You know, obviously they have, you know, the Costco brands obviously have a lot of negotiating power, a lot of buying power behind when they negotiate for getting their own brands of products. And so the Kirkland brand in wine is widely rumored to be from some of the, I guess, leftover juice from some of the best producers in California. And as such, you know, I think, you know, it's probably in most cases a pretty good go-to for those situations where you're trying to serve a lot of people. And as we know, your wine budget can quickly get destroyed if you go a little bit too high-end on the wine. If you're trying to serve hundreds of people. So in a situation like that, you know, I'm definitely very open-minded about the Kirkland brands and about, you know, the ability to serve a lot of people with those. And actually, the word on the street then is that it's a fairly high-quality product and certainly probably a value overall when you're looking at acquiring wine for a group, for a party or a large group.
Interesting. Okay, so I'm gonna pass that information along, right, coming from the guru, not from just because I just look at it and wonder, because not because of the taste of the wine, because I tasted the wine at that event and it was good. You just wonder what the perception is of the label. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, and I think you know, perception of the label is always one of those difficult things. You know, I think for those people who are hardcore in the business, you know, to sell wine, the label probably gets poo-pooed for a number of reasons. One is it's not distributed except in Costco's. So anybody who's in the business to sell wine in a retail environment is not going to be a fan of Kirkland wine, because that takes away market share from the smaller retailers directly. You know, it cannibalizes that market share. And so it's one of those things that the retailers won't be a big fan of it. You know, your average sommelier will probably not be a huge fan of it, because you're not going to see it in the restaurant environment. And in most cases, I don't think they wholesale it in such a way where it's legal to serve in a restaurant environment. But I think among those people who are actually honest with themselves and actually look at the background of it, and as you say, actually, as the proof's in the pudding, actually taste the wine, then I think you probably have to be honest with yourself and say it's certainly a good choice for those situations where you have to serve a lot of people.
So let me ask you this question with it then, especially when you're dealing with a lot of people. Do you think of a product like a Kirkland wine or something along those lines? And we can actually even tie this in, because you go to a great restaurant, you don't, and you're getting a great bottle of wine. I'm wondering about the thought of aeration of the wine, because you don't usually see them pour wine at some of the nice restaurants through an aerator. What does the air do, and what are the issues that we have to consider there?
Well, when you aerate wine, the science behind it is that when you expose it to air, it triggers oxidation, number one, and evaporation. And oxidation is what essentially makes an apple turn brown after you cut into it, the skin's broken. And, of course, evaporation, we're all aware, is basically the process of liquid turning into vapor. Now, obviously, wine's made up of a lot of different compounds. And with the aeration, typically some of the volatile, maybe more undesirable compounds will evaporate faster than some of the desirable or aromatic and flavorful compounds. So many times you'll notice this after you open a bottle of wine, you smell it, you kind of go, well, you know, you put it a little bit in the glass, you smell it, you kind of go, well, I'm not sure how that, you know, compares to the last bottle I had. And then if you wait 5 minutes, it will have opened up and smell wonderful. And so that's one thing that will happen as well. There are a few particular compounds that are reduced with aeration as well. The sulfites that people are so fond of talking about, they are reduced somewhat. Basically the ethanol, of course, the alcohol in the wine itself is highly volatile, and some of that will evaporate as well and help carry those wonderful fruit flavors to your nose when they're evaporating. So just opening a bottle and pouring a glass is a great way to aerate wine. You have those aerators as you've mentioned, Ron. Those work when you're in a home environment. Typically, as you point out, you will not see that in a restaurant environment. More typically, if you're going to aerate an entire bottle of wine, you'll ask to have the sommelier or the waiter decant that bottle, which of course is a kind of immediate aeration of the entire bottle, and it opens up much faster in that case, and also removes some sediment in the process. I hope I answered your question there, Ron.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great information. Hey, you know, we didn't even get a chance yet to talk about Super Bowl wine pairings. Can you hang on with us for another segment and talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
That'll be fun. We're going to chat with Robert Mott about Super Bowl wine pairings. We've also got some of the foods from Carolina and Denver. We'll throw that in there now that Robert's able to hang on with us. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Every business has one. Actually, every big business has a board of directors. Why don't you? Text ATP to 79564. We will do a couple-minute survey with you and find out what we can do to help and introduce you to local board of directors just for you. Question today is a tough one. Is bankruptcy the answer to my debt problem? It's a very, very tough question. I know that a lot of people find themselves in difficulties from time to time. They look, especially this time of year, struggling, sleepless nights, bill collection calls. It's a difficult decision. And I'm going to share with you one of the things you really want to do before you even go too far with that is make sure you've got a written budget. It's amazing how much, if you track every single penny you spend, how much you're going to find you're spending on quote-unquote extras, places where you can actually cut your discretionary spending, maybe pay off your debt without having to go the route of bankruptcy. Now, if you find that you've got too much debt, bankruptcy is not a scarlet letter. Try and figure out who on your block has filed bankruptcy. Unless you're really nosy and want to go into public records, you're not going to find out. Nobody advertises it. I mean, it's kind of ironic. You think about one of our presidential candidates right now. Four times his companies have filed for bankruptcy. It's not a scarlet letter. You can come back. So get great counsel. Do the budget. Make sure you understand the pros and cons, long-term ramifications. And if you want some guidance or an opinion, give me a call, 800-306-1990. And be sure to set up your household board of directors texting ATP to 79564. So we're going to continue our conversation. Robert Mott, we're getting a lot better conversation than bankruptcy, Robert. Got the Super Bowl Absolutely. Coming up.
Yeah.
Actually, right up there in the Bay Area, where I know that you're hanging out sometimes when you venture out from the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting in downtown San Francisco right now, and I can tell you they've been having a Super Bowl square or party or something. They've been running here all week and have some streets blocked off and everything, even though the Super Bowl is actually in Santa Clara. It's a little bit of a mess down here, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I've seen some of the reports, and one of our regular guests, David Meltzer, is right there on press row with the NFL and the NFL Hall of Fame and dealing with the concussions. But let's talk about the big game, those people that are not going to the game, because you can't do this stuff with the game. When you're sitting at home with your family and friends, big screen TV, you got all the goodies there. Let's talk about some wine pairings to go for the big game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a funny thing about Super Bowl parties. They tend to be, you know, as we know, heavy on things like barbecue or spicy foods or hamburgers or things that have been on the grill. A lot of times you'll see, maybe a queso dip of some sort, you know, something that goes spicy cheeses and things like that. And as we know, it's usually a beer-related event in most cases. And most people think beer is really the go-to beverage in the case of having a party that, you know, relies on the kind of heavy, smoky, spicy foods. But there are some wine options. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, throw a surprise here that I'll be talking about wine options here, but there are wine options.
I'm not a beer drinker, so I love it when you talk about wine options.
Exactly. You know, because you can't live on beer alone. I mean, some people think you can, but, you know, a little variety works out as well. Some really interesting thoughts. We didn't get a chance to do much prep on this one, but when I think about this, there's some really great go-tos here that I would think of when I think about those, like that Carolina barbecue you mentioned earlier, which is making me hungry, by the way,
or a great
big hamburger, or a great big hamburger right off the grill. You know, if you're a white wine drinker, a couple of nice choices. You know, you're many times if you're dealing with spicy food, you want to go just a little bit maybe on the sweeter side. I don't gravitate towards sweet wine, but and I'm not really saying sweet wine, but maybe just a touch of sweetness, a little bit off dry. So some thoughts along those lines. And if you may not have thought of this one, a Spanish cava, you know, it's a sparkling wine. Many times you'll find those that are slightly off dry. And the other thing you'll find about them is generally they are a great deal, especially for a party situation. I mean, you can pick up a really nice bottle of Spanish cava for less than $20, most of the time much less than $20. And it would be a great pairing with anything spicy. It'd be really nice to have the acidity of the sparkling wine, but just that touch of sweetness to kind of, you know, take that spice out of your mouth and get you ready for that next mouth-watering bite of food that you're going to have with that while you're watching the game. The other thing with cavas as well, traditionally they're relatively low alcohol. And so the great thing about that is you might actually remember the end of the game if you start early.
Remember the end of the game, you might actually remember which was your favorite commercial.
Exactly. You know, and if you had were doing like a Super Bowl pool or something like that, you might actually collect your money without the other guys running off with it, seeing that you're and maybe impaired, not realizing you won something. But the other choice along those lines, if you want more of a still wine situation, be a nice off-dry Riesling. It'd be a great pairing with those things. It's kind of a fun wine to go with the spicy foods as well. And those would be two great white wine choices you could go with. The other thing I would think about if you're a red wine guy like you and I are, Ron, is if you want something that's going to stand up to that smoke and spice and heat, two wines that really always come to mind when I think about that would be a really nice a Sonoma Zinfandel or a Zin from around the front range of, outside of Sacramento there. They do a great job with Zinfandels there as well. And that would be some fantastic choices that stand up that fruit and the alcohol there and that would stand up the heat and smoke. The other one that people might not think about very often is get a kind of a nice fruity Petite Syrah, something from Sonoma as well. Be another great red wine that has a nice heavy character to it that has that fruitiness and the kind of the backbone to stand up to some of those spicy foods and that you are smoky barbecue foods that you might be trying on during the Super Bowl.
Interesting stuff. So now one thing that I noticed when we were looking, I went to the a quickie because I didn't think about reaching out to you sooner on this. I went to the Food Network, and they said the Denver Broncos are known for their buffalo burgers.
Yes.
So what do you think of what are we going to pair with that? A half a pound buffalo burger, char broiled. Maybe on the it's supposed to be in the low 80s here in Southern California for the game. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 70 up here during the game and sunny. So I think it's going to be a great time to be having a nice freshly grilled buffalo burger. But on that, my favorite pairing with hamburgers of all kind really has to be Cabernet. I love a big Cabernet with a hamburger because, generally a hamburger will have a nice, has that kind of nice fat component to it, as well as a lot of times you'll have cheese or some of the other things on there that go really well with cab. And then that breadiness, of course, the bun and maybe a little toast to it. And, the cab is a great choice there. The great thing about buffalo burgers, though, is they tend to be leaner than beef burgers. And so as a result, they can dry out. So you have to be very careful when you cook those to make sure they don't get too dry. But buffalo has a great flavor to it. Again, it's a little leaner, a little easier on the waistline. But again, I'd say Cabernet is really my go-to for all hamburgers.
Good stuff. So we got the Cabernet to go with the buffalo burger. We've got some of the sweet, a little off dry to go with our Carolina barbecue. We got it made. Now, at the end of the game, I'm going to throw this another curveball at you. We've been eating our nachos and our spicy food, and we've had our cab with the buffalo and the off dry with the Carolina with the barbecue. After game drink, a port. What are you thinking?
Well, a port would be a great choice. A nice 10-year tawny or something like that. I probably wouldn't go too much older than that because I tend to like the older tawnies with maybe a little more, sophisticated dinner than a Super Bowl dinner. But so the 10-year tawny is a great go-to. A late bottle of vintage. Don't forget that the LBV. It will go under that parlance. usually is a great choice there because it's a fantastic vintage from Portugal. And what they do is it's not declared, so it's inexpensive. So you can grab that. Tastes a lot like vintage port, but you know, a fraction of the price.
Sounds good. Now, do you have a prediction for the game?
You know, I'm horrible at predictions, so I think I will probably beg off that, to tell you the truth. You know, there are two great teams there. It's hard to pick against Carolina. I mean, they look awfully good. They only lost one game, but you know, we got Peyton Manning on the other side, so you know, it's going to be a battle of wills. That's for sure.
You can join me in sitting on the fence. I look at it and say, I'd love to see Peyton Manning go out on top, but youth must be served, and Carolina's got a great team there.
They certainly
great
do.
Information. We appreciate you sticking around with us an extra segment today and sharing some Super Bowl thoughts with us and wine pairings. We appreciate you every week, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, will appraisals continue to be a real estate challenge in 2016? We'll chat about it. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text P-E-A-R, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. Get the true value of your property, the equity of your property. Can't do it with any of those online services. They're not going to give you the actual equity in your property. They're going to give you maybe something that they think is the value, but how do they know if they don't talk to you? Just a thought. So, will appraisals continue to be a challenge in 2016? That is the question. First American Title issues a quarterly report, the Real Estate Sentiment Index, which measures title agent sentiment on a variety of key market metrics and industry issues. Their 2015 fourth quarter edition revealed some interesting information regarding possible challenges with appraisal values as we head into 2016. Fourth quarter RESI, Real Estate Settlement Index, RESI, found that title agents continue to believe that property valuation issues will be the most likely cause of title order cancellation over the coming year, unquote. So here's what that's really sharing with us is whenever you buy a piece of property, whenever you go to refinance a piece of property, escrow is open, title insurance is opened, and an appraisal is conducted most of the time, not every time, but most of the time an appraisal is conducted. Why would somebody cancel their escrow or their title? Why would they cancel the purchase of their property? Well, their loan may not go through. One of the biggest reasons the loan doesn't go through is because the property doesn't appraise for the value that they suspected. So it shouldn't come as a surprise in a housing market where supply is very low and demand is very high. Home price values are increasing rapidly. We've been telling you that if you're thinking about selling, now is the time because home price increases are very rapid right now. One major challenge in such a market is the appraisal. If prices are jumping, appraisers like to look, or they need to look, at history. They don't look forward. They're not forecasters. They're historians. So they look at what's happened historically. They will look and see, is the market in an increasing environment or a declining environment? But they're basically going to look and see, okay, here's the properties that have sold in the past, and how do we reconcile the value of that property to the subject property, yours, the one in question? And when they do that, they're looking backwards. They're not looking at how tough it is to sell, how many offers there are on your property when you went and made that purchase. So that's where some of these challenges are coming in. Another monthly report, this one comes from Quicken Loans, measures the disparity between what homeowners believe their house is worth as it's compared to an appraiser's evaluation. And I've got a chart I can share with you from all of 2015. Actually, September was the widest gap, but we're still seeing a pretty serious gap as of January of 2016 between what the homeowner feels their home is worth based on the sales contract and what the appraiser sees the value as. Bottom line, every house on the market has to be sold twice. Once to the prospective buyer and then to the bank or the appraiser who's valuing that property. With escalating prices, the second sale might be even more difficult than the first. That's why we suggest to you to use an experienced real estate professional to help set your listing price. They're also going to be the one that's going to go and meet with the appraiser. See, your lender cannot, by law, meet with the appraiser any longer. It's got to go through an appraisal management company. But there's nothing that says that the real estate professionals cannot meet with the appraiser, give them the documentation that shows how they came up with the value, supporting documents. Appraisers are some really good people. Their issue is they're number one, they're very, very underpaid since the laws changed in 2009. They've got to do a lot more appraisals to support their family, and they're having to document everything that they do. That being the case, if you've got a great real estate professional working on your behalf, they're going to do what they can to make the job of the appraiser that much more efficient. How do they do that? Well, when they came and met with you to give you an idea of what the value of your property is, they're going to be then talking to that appraiser and saying, giving them, you know, just giving them the same documentation. Here's the houses that are in the market. These are the comparables. This is the competition. These are the houses that are available for sale. Here's why we believe that our property won this business over the other properties in the marketplace and why this value is an appropriate value for this property. Now, if you're trying to do it on your own, you've got a part-time real estate professional who cannot be there when it's convenient for the appraiser, guess what? You lose. That's why I share with you, you need to have a great real estate professional, preferably somebody that's full-time. I understand that real estate professionals are, in some instances, part-time. Well, why are they part-time? It's because they've got another job or maybe they're new. If they're new, again, not a problem. You just want someone that's new to be working with a team that's got the experience and that's got somebody there that's full-time that can help you accomplish your goals, your objectives. That's why it's so important to give us a call at 800-306-1990 so we can introduce you to somebody that's great in your area. Now, yes, you know that I broadcast sometimes from San Diego, sometimes from San Bernardino, Coachella Valley, Anaheim, Orange County. But that's because I'm out there meeting with real estate professionals all the time. And when you're meeting with them all the time, you get a handle and you can do the metrics and do homework that is maybe not easy for you as a consumer to do, especially because you're selling your house once every 6 years on average. Lately, I know we're holding our homes 9 years. That's the latest numbers because so many people don't believe that from 6 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, that their property's got the value to sell. That's the real-time real estate segment today brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get that true equity of your property. Moving right along this morning. Why? Here's the question. This is an interesting question came up. Ask the economist. Why the low home ownership rate? Why is there a low home ownership rate despite signs of recovery? This was a question posed recently to Sean Bachetti, chief economist with Freddie Mac since 2015. What has been the, why is there a low home ownership rate? Well, it's a combination of issues that we're seeing in the marketplace right now. And I'll share this with you. The concept here, low home ownership rate, is because people don't realize how much equity they actually have in their property. We've been talking about this for a long time, about 91% of homes now in America have equity in their properties. 91%. 32% of the people think they've got less than 20% equity, but 67% really do have equity. So when that's really the case, we have to start looking and saying, what are we doing about it? How do we get that message out there so that you know that you can put your house on the market? That's why we appreciate you listening to Ron Siegel Radio every day. And we chat with you, trying to get you the real numbers. That's why we've set up the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. So you only have to text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564. And we'll get you the true value of your property. Now, during the last segment, I did talk about a little bit about bankruptcy. One of the issues that ties in a lot of times with bankruptcy is foreclosure. And the government-sponsored entities are now starting to really do some significant work on avoiding foreclosure. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 99,000 foreclosure prevention actions completed in November of this past year, including permanent loan modification, deeds in lieu, short sales, and other workout plans. These are not new. They've been going on forever. And I just want you to be aware, these are happening on a daily basis in a legitimate way. If you remember, we had Peter Felix on from NeighborWorks just last week talking about the idea that they will help you for free with any of these distress issues. If you didn't catch that broadcast, go back and look. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Got that information there. Check it out. And remember, as I share with you all the time, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Really appreciate Robert Mott checking in, hanging on with us today. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Remember, if you miss any of our broadcasts, youtube.com/Ron Siegel Run 1. 230,000 people between YouTube and the archives of RonSiegelRadio.com watch the show. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day.